From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Regime by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now, let's begin with The Regime. Prologue. By age 21, Nikolai Carpathia was nearly finished with graduate school and ran an import-export empire with Reich Planchet low on his payroll. Carpathia was on the cover of every business magazine in Europe, and while he had not yet made the cover of Time or Global Weekly, that couldn't be far off. He lived in a mansion on the outskirts of Bucharest, not a half mile from where his biological fathers had been assassinated a few years before. Viv Ivins enjoyed quarters on the top floor and managed his personal affairs. She supervised his valets, his drivers, his household and garden staff. His every need was cared for. Nikolai was in the middle of two projects: clandestinely hiring an off-the-books cadre of professional facilitators who would make sure his least cooperative competitors met the same fate his father's and his mother had, and surrounding himself with the politically astute. His next horizon was government. First, he would get himself elected to the Romanian parliament. Then he would angle for the presidency. Next step, Europe. Ultimate goal, the world. There was no such position yet, of course, leader of the world. But by the time he ascended, there would be. He just knew it. Nikolai Carpathia was awakened from a sound sleep. At least, he thought he was awakened. Maybe he was still dreaming. There had been no noise, no light. His eyes had simply popped open. As was his custom when a dream seemed too real, he reached under his silk pajamas and pinched himself. Hard. He was awake. Just like that, on full alert. He sat up in the dark bedroom and peered out the window.